In Texas, the attorney general and many of the state's public hospitals are at odds over whether the hospitals should provide preventative care to illegal immigrants. Attorney General John Cornyn recently issued an opinion that says using tax dollars to provide those services violates federal law. But the hospitals say the attorney general is wrong, and they'll continue to offer care that they say is necessary to protect public health. From member station KERA in Dallas, Bill Zeeble reports.
Last year in Houston, Harris County Public Hospital officials wanted to expand preventive care benefits for undocumented immigrants. Administrators say that just makes sense because it's better to catch problems like high blood pressure or obesity early before they turn more dangerous and expensive. Dr. Ron Anderson is CEO of Parkland Hospital in Dallas County.
It's mandatory under federal law to provide emergency services for people regardless of ability to pay or regardless of nationality. So if people wait till they get sick enough, we have to care for them. It's been our view that from good public health policy perspective, we would provide preventive care so as to avoid the higher cost emergency care or hospitalization, which we would be forced to provide.
With about 800,000 immigrants living in Harris County and approximately 23% of those undocumented, hospital officials needed to know exactly who would be eligible for free or discounted care. So they asked Attorney General John Cornyn for his opinion, and they were stunned when he cited a 5-year-old federal law that only allowed undocumented immigrants emergency room care, immunizations, and treatment for communicable diseases. Jane Shepherd is a spokesperson for the Attorney General.
Federal law prohibits Harris County and potentially other counties from providing free or discounted non-emergency health care to undocumented aliens residing within the district unless a state law provides otherwise or if Congress changes the federal law.
And since the Attorney General determined no state laws had changed, he ruled it was illegal for county hospitals to use any tax dollars to pay for preventive care. Hospital officials found that instead of getting clearance to expand health care services, they might be breaking the law instead. Parkland Hospital officials aren't sure how much the hospital spends each year on treating undocumented immigrants because the hospital doesn't ask about a patient's status. Dr. Anderson says Parkland's mission is to serve county residents, and especially the poor.
In the statute that created the hospital district, it says that we're responsible for caring for the indigent sick of Dallas County. It says nothing about documented or undocumented at that point. We knew we couldn't provide cash assistance or any programs like that, but for preventive interventions, it's pay me now or pay me later.
More than 1.5 million undocumented immigrants live in Texas, mostly from Mexico. Ximena Urrutia Rojas, assistant professor of public health at the University of North Texas Health Science Center, says elimination of preventive care could hit the Hispanic community like a 1-2 punch, affecting both physical and economic health.
Regardless of the immigration status of the individuals, I think that, you know, there is a premise that should provide care because that will in turn impact the economic well-being of the community because their labor force and they're producing and making the community flourish in terms of the economics. So for that, we need a healthy group.
And Ann Dunkelberg, senior analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, Texas, worries that because of the Attorney General's opinion, thousands of illegal immigrants could be turned away from public hospitals and be forced to live with chronic, serious, but non-emergency ailments like asthma or diabetes.
Both of which, if they're not treated properly, you know, can lead to some fairly catastrophic health conditions and expensive emergency room bills and patient bills that the local governments might be able to avoid.
But not if those governments are forced to follow the Attorney General's opinion. Yet the Attorney General, through spokesperson Jane Shepherd, seems to have distanced himself from his opinion's potential consequences.
The decision to treat people is not a decision that can be made by the Attorney General of Texas. The decision to treat people is a decision that's made at the local level, at the county level.
And the Attorney General's office also seems to be warning the hospitals.
A county hospital district that provides other health care services free of charge or at a reduced cost can jeopardize its future federal funding.
Meanwhile, a group of Texas conservatives has filed complaints in Houston, Dallas, El Paso, and San Antonio to stop county hospitals in those cities from providing free or discounted non-emergency care to undocumented immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.